Blog Talk Radio.
In these days of tea parties and constitution rallies, we're all looking back to our founding fathers for a little bit of wisdom. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting the brush fires of freedom in the hearts of men." This is the voice of an irate, tireless minority of one. We'll be talking about politics, religion, and doing what's right. And you can call me Mom.
You're lost, you don't know where you are, you're all alone. You're in the dark and you don't know where to find the light.
Welcome to this final episode of Irate Tireless Minority, and a huge, huge thank you to everyone that has been a guest or a guest host, especially my guest hosts. Oh my gosh, you've been so helpful to me, especially when I had the voice issues, the vocal cord issues. And hello, Red Fox Radio with Kel. So good to see you. You have been my faithful listener and my frequent guest host, and I am so very happy you could make it today. And boy, there is still so much going on, but excuse me, BTR has decided to end their free service, and freeloader that I am, and frugal woman that I am, I have to give them a huge, huge thank you for allowing me to have this platform for free for 6 years. And I am, you know, I'm thinking I'm going to take at least a couple of weeks before I decide what to do. I've been mulling over the options of starting my own podcast. I know our big fat soft underbelly has suggested Spreaker to me. Kel has offered me time on her network. Such a generous woman she is. And, you know, there are a multitude of options out there, and I'm investigating them to see which one will fit what I want to do now best. And in today's show description, you will see a list of people, and that is all the guests, not all the call-ins, but all the guests that I have had over the years. And for today, I would like to dedicate this show to Ann Vanderleest, who was not a guest, but who is a very dear Blog Talk Radio friend who passed away, and to Loki, Tim Curlin, otherwise known as Loki, our constitutional expert, who started out on BTR long before I got here and who died shortly after guest hosting my show for me while I was in surgery. And he did not tell me that he was having surgery the same time, and he died shortly after because he got a blood clot. So rest in peace, Loki, to meet you and discuss things with you when I get there, which, God willing, will not be for some time yet. But hello, guest. Good to see you. And in any case, golly, there's so many of you, and I do not know what that just did. I have somehow split-screened my screen, and it has thrown me off of it. I think I'm going to do a quick rundown of all those who've been guests, at least those whose guestliness is in the titles of my shows, because that's how I found them. And I have Kel Fritzy, of course, my frequent guest host, hostess, Douglas V. Gibbs, Thomas Pybel, also a frequent guest host, and a guest, Usama Dakdok, I love having him on, Curious Lady, Loki, Tim Curlin, who I already mentioned, Larry Elder, Senator Ron Johnson, Representative Steve Castell, Rayford Davis, John Dumay, and Sam Tittle, both not the big name candidates for president, Jack Marino, Josh Tolley, Charles Lingerfelt, Suzanne Venker, DR, the Maritime Sentry, who has been both a guest host and a guest, Kent Hovind, J.B. Williams, Tim Burton, Thomas Olmstead Jr., Trevor Loudon, Hadley Heath, Dr. Jerome Corsi, Jodan Gorman of Intellectual Froglegs, Michael Lotfi, Colin Flaherty, Dr. Richard Swire, James Yeager, Anita Untersee, Cody Wilson, Bill Warner, Arkady Faktorovich, oh, I love saying that name, he was a guest several times early on, Oriana Paul, I have posted on the Facebook page, she has a GoFundMe account because she and her husband, well, she has some very serious medical issues, and her husband has just been injured by one of their livestock and requires surgery, too, so they are kind of in a pickle, especially with the insurance situation they have. Go and check that out if you can find it, GoFundMe for Oriana Paul and her husband, Bill. Colonel Harding, Mike Lynch, Brian Brody, Baron Bodicey of the Gates of Vienna was on this show. Jake Speed, who was a candidate for office. Oh, and Charles Lingerfelt was also a candidate for office and works a lot with the Kurds and the Kurdish school. Alexandria Merrill, Ethan Hollenberger. Many of these are authors, and I urge you to get out there and check out their books because they're good reads. And now, on to the show, because just because it's my last show does not mean I am sleeping here. We have politics to discuss. Politics. What's going on with this election? The election of Mr. Trump is just another piece in the end game of the communists who have been working to destroy this nation and all other nations for over a century. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty, says Thomas Jefferson. Indeed it is, my friends. And while we may have taken a deep collective sigh of relief on the conservative and sane side of the country, when Mr. Trump was elected, because it meant that there is some pushback, there is enough pushback. Take that sigh of relief and then get out there and get to work, because they are in their end game, folks. Remember, Ms. Clinton got the popular vote. If that doesn't scare the pants off of you, it ought to. And what are we seeing? We are seeing, these ever so peaceful and tolerant left-wingers attacking people, beating them because they have a pro-Trump sign. We are also seeing some attacks that seem to be from pro-Trumpers against the Clinton supporters and other communists. But a number of those keep showing up to have been faked by anti-Trumpers. And in addition to that lovely little bit of disinformation out there, we also have Mr. Soros-funded organizations working their butts off, hiring people to foment violent protests, to foment violence at protests, to organize protests so that they can then get violent at them. All the peaceful, loving, tolerant, violent. All those who are saying, Trump is Hitler, we've elected Hitler, we can't be having this. And then they go out and they behave the same way the supporters of Hitler did. We are headed there, folks. It can never, never happen again. It is happening. It's happening while we watch, and those people are the ones bringing it. If you've got friends and relatives, as I do, who are leftists, and who are horribly, horribly disappointed because Trump was elected, and oh my God, we're all going to die now because we elected Hitler, and we won't have abortions anymore, and gay people will not be allowed to be married anymore, and well, they can't be married anyway in the strictest sense of the term, which you've heard me talk about before. But tell those people, remember, our system was designed to withstand 4 years of any idiot as long as we don't lose our cool. And see what happens. That's the message we need to be spreading. Because what the left wants, what the communists behind them need, is enough social unrest and social upheaval so that they can destroy the government of the United States and get the people to cry out for a hard-nosed savior who will save them from all this unrest and upheaval. And in fact, that may very well be the role Mr. Trump plays, but I'm not certain on that. The problem for the communists is that they think they know everything that's going on, but they don't. There are a lot of pieces in play here. The communists think they are in control of the Muslim influence. I don't think they are. And make no mistake, the heads of the Muslims want to destroy America too and the rest of the nation because they have a doctrinal requirement to conquer the world for Allah. Don't underestimate that. And then we have what I've been thinking on this for a while. And we've had our government for well over 200 years. And within that government, there are a number of agencies and there are a number of people who stay in place regardless of who's in charge, regardless of who's elected. And they may have been coming to regard our elected officials as nuisances. Yeah, they've elected more newbies. They're bungee bosses, if you read Dilbert. They're just bungee bosses. They come in, try to change everything, and then they're gone. We don't have to listen to them. We know what we're doing. Just put up with them for while they're here. And we are, you know, those people have some real power, and I have been urging those people to stand up and do what's right throughout the history of my show, and that's where we are. We need those people to refuse to do what's wrong and to stand up and do what's right, regardless of who's at the helm. Because America, the very founding philosophy of America, is that the people are the authority behind the government. The people are the authority to whom the government must answer. And that is the thing that must be destroyed for the communists to win. Because for the communists to win, the government must be mother, the government must be father, and the government must be able to legally kill people and who are inconvenient or dissenters, because communism cannot suffer dissent. They cannot have any dissenters. You go look up, there's a video out there of an FBI agent who infiltrated the Weatherman organization back when Bill Ayers was a big name in there. Bill Ayers, Mr. Obama's, I never met him, even though we worked together. We worked right next to each other. Sure, you never met him. But there's a video out there of an FBI agent who managed to infiltrate their organization. And he says it was chilling. These are not kids. They are planning on how they can get rid of what they estimate to be 25 million dissenters at that time, that they wanted to kill them because communism cannot tolerate dissent. And that is why I say, you lefties, you tolerant virtue signaling lefties, you are bringing in Hitler. With every act of violence you foment, with every looting you do, with every beating of an opposition person you do, you are bringing in Hitler. Come on, America. Bring your game up, and it'll be worse than Hitler. Because where can you go to find freedom now? The end game for these people is to subdue the entire globe, that there will be no borders, and quite frankly, that they will be able to have sex with anybody, anytime, anywhere that they like. That's one of their pillars, sort of, that sex is not sacred to be kept between a man and a woman, that the family unit must be destroyed so that only the state can have the education of your children to train them to be good little cogs in the state machine. That's their end goal. And if you want to see what that looks like, go and rent the movie Demolition Man. You see, and that'll be good for two purposes. One, to show you what that looks like. That looks like one people, all clean and pretty and wonderful and loving and tolerant on the top, and then another people who cannot tolerate this, living underneath ground, suffering for the prosperity of those on top. That's what communism is. The elite get everything, and the rest get equal poverty and nastiness. And also, in the movie Demolition Man, it's a Stallone movie, and the villain is a prisoner who's been brought out of being frozen, and then the Stallone character is brought out of, he was a cop who put this guy away, and then he was frozen because of some technical thing. But an evil guy wants to take over the system, so he brings out this frozen criminal, master criminal, and they can't deal with it because they have so dumbed down their society, they have so normalization biased themselves that they can no longer deal with anyone who is deliberately violent, deliberately and maliciously criminal. They can't deal with it. They can't even conceive of the idea, really. And that's what the left wants, and that's what they sort of are. They're sort of saying, we can't tolerate, oh no, give us a safe space. Give us a safe space. We can't tolerate the idea that anybody might be racist or even not nice to us, that anybody might not value us for the special snowflakes we are. People like this cannot handle true evil. They can't even recognize it, or they wouldn't be doing it. That's where we are, America. We have people in places of power who are gently coddling along their precious snowflakes into violence. Coddling along their precious snowflakes into destroying America. Telling them that there is no evil that can't be overcome with love. Love trumps hate, until you see a Trump supporter, in which case you should beat him senseless. That's normalization bias. That is when you say, well, this is the way the world normally is, and I can't do anything against it, because that will upset my normalization bias. And that's the term they use. I'm sure they use this in terms of abused children and abused women, and I've talked about this before too, that in my opinion, the reason abused women go back to their abuser, or that they find another abuser who's even worse, because the abuse has become normal. It's what they expect. It's what they know how to deal with. It's familiar. And in order to break out of that cycle, you have to move towards something that is unfamiliar. You don't know what it looks like to have somebody treat you well, so you stay with the person who doesn't, because you know what that looks like. You know the edges of that. You feel like you can control it a little bit. And that's not what America is about. America is not about normalizing nastiness. America is not about sitting on your hands and doing nothing. America is about freedom, liberty, not license. Not license to do whatever you like, regardless of whoever, but liberty guided by Christian values and principles. Because those are the ones that work best, okay? I'm not just up here preaching because I love God, which I do, and because I approve of the values of Christianity, which I do, but this is a political show first and foremost, and these are the values that work the best for giving people the best life. How do I know that? The proof's in the pudding. Look at America. Look at how far we have come in 200 plus years. Look at how far we have come, the world superpower. We are supposed to be the shining light to show people that these are the values that work. That's why God has blessed us, because God wants a people to who will be a shining light to the rest of the world, to bring them in and say, these are the values, the ethics, the morals. This is the way you should behave toward one another, respecting each other's individual liberties and individual self-evident rights. You want to know what I think about self-evident rights? They should have enumerated a whole lot more. And howdy, our big, fat, soft underbelly, good to see you on my final show. Parental rights. There is also a petition out there to amend the Constitution to include an amendment that says parents will have, but says it's self-evident that parents have the right to direct the upbringing and education of their children. And it is sad that we need to put that into writing. The founders wouldn't have thought of it because they were coming out of an England where it had only just been declared, you know, relatively, that a man's wife and children were his chattel, which sounds pretty medieval, but was really an enlightened and good thing. Because before that, everybody belonged to the king. The man, his wife, his children, you belonged to the king. So having a man belong to himself was a huge step, and then having his wife and his children to be his chattel, that was another huge step. And our founders would not have thought, oh, gee, these people are going to be so stupid that they're going to put themselves under slavery to a monarch or a government again. We don't have to tell them that it is the right and duty of the parents to direct the upbringing and education of their children. That's self-evident. That's the family unit. Again, why the communists need to destroy it. So, that's where we are. And for religion, I have a verse, Luke 21:8. Whoops, sorry about that. That would have been different. And he said, "Take heed that ye be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them." And our big fat soft underbelly John says, "God has a plan. Sometimes he wants us to go down roads as yet untraveled, doors closed to allow others doors to open." And I have a little embroidered thing that says, "When God closes a door, he opens a window." So even though this is my last show here, keep an eye on the blog, I Rate Tireless Minority, and we'll see. Maybe I'll start writing again, which I haven't been doing for quite some time. I've just been posting other things on there. And for doing what's right, because we are coming to the end of the show already. My goodness, that was a quick 30 minutes. Be vigilant. Take heed for yourselves and your families. Know what you believe and be able to defend it. Speak the truth in love. Give thanks to God for all that you have, and remember that we are all an irate, tireless minority of one. We can all make a difference, and we're all supposed to. Get out there and make a difference with your fine selves. And Kel says, "I see a pic of my show in the slides." I tried to put in all the pictures I could find that I have on this computer to, you know, just to give a little shout out to all those people who have been my guests and my guest hosts. And I am so grateful for this opportunity, and I have had so many wonderful guests. Oh my gosh, I still remember Jerome Corsi's book, Who Really Shot JFK? It's like, I want that job except for the part where you commit treason and kill people and get shot yourself. Lee Harvey Oswald, according to his book, is being paid by like five different groups to hand out those stupid little commie pamphlets. The KGB, the FBI, the CIA, the communists, and somebody else, I forget who. But that was an amazing, amazing book. Just because I am silent here does not mean that I will remain silent. I have a feeling that I will be writing more. And again, John has suggested Spreaker. I'm looking at the different podcasting avenues, and, you know, maybe I'll even do a YouTube live stream sort of thing, or Ustream, YouTube, something like that, so that people can chat with me. But, of course, then you'd have to see my face. And as I've mentioned before, I have a face for radio. It's the perfect face for radio. But what fun this has been. And my husband has enjoyed that I have some place to come and rant, and so that I'm not ranting while he's watching the news. Oh, thanks, Kel. You know, Kel, you have been an inspiration to me. I remember when you asked me rather timidly while we were, which show were we in? I think we were listening to Douglas V. Gibbs then. And you asked me if maybe you should do a show on Blog Talk Radio. And I said, sure, why not? Go for it. And you have gone for it, babe. I mean, you are doing so many shows. You have had so much influence. You have been a speaker at rallies, and I am so very, very proud of you, and that I had any part in you becoming the wonderful, prolific Blog Talk hostess that you are. It's an honor to me. So you keep going, girl. You are doing a mighty work out there. And our big fat soft underbelly, you have a book. Put a link to that book in the chat, even though it's only Kel and me. Kel has BTR in her DNA. I think if she didn't, she does now. Excuse me. What fun this has been. What an adventure. You know, I would get a lump in my throat every time I type out a little guest invitation, you know, asking somebody to come and be a guest on the show. And I have a couple invitations out there yet that I haven't received answers for, so I guess they're just out of luck unless I do something else. But the book is parked up right now. Alrighty. I don't know what that means, but I guess that means you're taking a rest with it. But the book is the same name, right? Our Big Fat Soft Underbelly. So, in any case, you know, if it helps you, I'm thinking they'll have this in their archives at BTR. I don't think they're just going to blink the show off and it'll be gone. I don't know how long they'll do that. I'm sure at some point in time they will need space and they'll go back and say, well, none of these people gave us any money. They're out of here. But so I am downloading the shows in my own private archive, and if BTR should, you know, get rid of the archives, then I will have to put them up on my blog, which I have the domain name for, I think, another 5 years. So we'll have to see if the ICANN is corrupted by then, although I've been thinking about just extending that now so that I have it for a while. It's IrateTirelessMinority.com, and I had to wait a couple of years to get it because somebody else had bought it speculatively. Ah, the Internet. What fun. And then, of course, you get all the companies trying to sell you it because they think that you're interested in it, but I just waited. I waited and waited. Then I swooped in and nabbed it. The Internet, what fun. I wish my grandparents had been alive to see it. They would have loved it. I hope we make use of it. I hope we love each other. And I hope we preserve the Republic. Maintain the Republic while you're out there. Hello, guest 1002. Y'all have a great week. Get out there and make a difference. Because that's your job. That's why God put you here. Not to just sit around and watch everybody else do stuff, but to get out there and make a difference, even if you're just putting a penny in the take a penny, leave a penny tray. Happy Thanksgiving to all. Be sure to give thanks and to think about all the blessings this nation has given you and all the blessings you've got in the world. Even your struggles are a blessing. even your obstacles are a blessing because they teach you. Have a great week.